As we come and approach him, who is holy, who is mighty, who is gracious, who is faithful, the one who has given in all, given his all for you and for me, that we can partake of what he has done for us on Calvary. The one that deserves all the glory, the one that deserves all the honor, the one that heareth where we call, the one that answers, the one that quickens us, the one that shows us mercy, the one that watches over his word to perform it. Our God, our King, our Master, our Maker, the only one of Israel that deserves all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. We're going to lift up our voices this morning and begin to praise his holy name. Melikatu azuata atrodobogo sete ezuata haya. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one to compare with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure. I will come and bow down at your feet, Lord Jesus. In your presence is fullness of joy. There is nothing, there is no one who compares with you. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping. I take pleasure in worshiping you, Lord. There is no like you. There is no one like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity long and find there is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no like you. There is no like you, Lord. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search through all eternity long and find there is no like you. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Yes, sir. Holy is the Lord. Holy are you, Lord. Holy, 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 holy. Holy, 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 holy the Lord. Faithful are you, Lord. Faithful, 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 faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful are you, Lord. You are so faithful, God. Faithful, 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 faithful. Faithful, faithful, faithful. Faithful is the Lord. I worship you, Almighty God. Yes, Jesus. There is none like you. I worship you, O Prince of Peace. That is what I love to do. I give you praise, for you are my righteousness, my righteousness. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. There is none like you. There is none like you. No one else can touch my heart like you do. I can search for all eternity long. I find there is none like you. Beloved, even as the priest of the living God, that God has by divine ordination, divine arrangement, brought us into his presence, even this morning, I want you to begin to give him thanks, thanking him for calling you as his priest, thanking him for reaching out to you and to me this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, thanking God for the privilege of calling us, of choosing us, even to do what God has called us to do this morning. Let's begin to give him praise. Our God that is holy, our God that is worthy, our God that is faithful, and our God that is able. Can we begin to give him thanks this morning? Ulamida guazozopenumbrusa ate and the gegali brusa zopiandoloste. Ezuantolo mumbra da bubongo siata, lombre de gequasate, ezoto entrene gegelibrusa ate, ezuatolo mengra zagatongele brusiate, ezupindolo brusiate, ezuate ende gegelibrusa ato, onga gogogolo brusi ita la plenge gegeziate, begetua azuata andale bolombrus ate. Megalubruza atolegegege tuazaza. Ezwa prondegege quanto entrana gasate. Ezupino bolombre de bebege suate. Ezoto ondegege limingra zoto. Uza lombre de gesta. Ozoto ondre ne bebege libruza ate. Endegege lebrosu uto lombre dege kwazaza. Enzo lobo lombrosi ate ele mengraza kata aya. Dege lebrosu ata lebe lebrosu ate. Mekuta alebre debege kwaza. Ende lebe lebrosu uto ondegege lebrosu ate. Esuata andegege lebrosu ate. Leka kwata entro nogosto. Onso ponongla gasuate, ezuato onde likrazu angezegete, estu ulomengre nebebebelengras ate, endegege libruza zo, ozo penega libruza ate, etrunda galibruda gaguazeze, ezekete elemegetuazaza, ezua prunegegetu andalebre debegesu ate, endogosate. Father, we praise you. We exalt you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We have prayed. Amen. Beloved brethren, this morning, God told me to make a declaration on this altar that in Christ Jesus, every handwriting that the enemy has against you has been nailed to the cross. Jesus Christ has paid in full. Nothing else to be added. Nothing else to be removed from it. Jesus Christ, who is dead and his resurrection, and the blood that he shed on Calvary, declared everything finished. Beloved, he made a down payment for you and for me so that we can enjoy in this season we can come into a position whereby we enjoy in God what Jesus Christ has paid for in full by his own blood that was shed on Calvary. Come with me to John chapter 19. John chapter 19, I'm going to read this verse, this scripture this morning. The Bible talks about Pilate. I'll read from verse 1. It talks about Pilate. Pilate means a man that is armed with a spear, a man that has the authority to kill, a man that is armed with the right authority to do whatever he considered has to be done, even as the head of that place and at that time that was given the authority to make a decision about Christ. The Bible says that Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and scourged Jesus. In the scourging of Jesus, in that beating, he made provision for your healing and for your recovery. Therefore, the word of the Lord will say that he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are made whole. Jesus Christ was delivered for our offenses. He has been raised for our justification. Beloved, he was beaten. He was wounded. He was given those lashes because of you and because of me, so that you will not have to go through what Christ has gone through anymore. Therefore, I decree and declare over the prevailers around the earth, especially those that are connected to this commission in this time, that everything that Christ went through so that you won't have to go through it, I decree any sicknesses manifesting in your body, visible or invisible, every satanic handwriting that is on your body, every imprint, every plantation, every code of the enemy that is showing up as sickness and diseases in your body, because Jesus Christ was smitten, he was bruised, he was scourged for your sake and for my sake. Today I speak to the root of those sickness and those diseases, and I command them to dry up and to wither by fire in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, the Bible says, Pilate to Jesus had him flogged. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe and went up to him again and again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they slapped him in the face. The soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns. Beloved, he was covered, he was crowned with a crown of thorns so that you can be crowned with the crown of glory. Therefore, every confused mind, every spirit of insanity, every spirit of depression, every spirit of heaviness, every spirit, even of satanic burden, that is weighing anybody anywhere down this morning, I decree and declare your season of oppression maneuvers, your season even of harassment, it's over. I declare your oppression, it is finished. No longer shall you prevail over the righteous in the name of Jesus. But Jesus has been crowned with the crown of thorns, that we might wear the crown of glory, which Christ has laid and prepared for those who love them. Therefore, everything that symbolizes confusion, melukita antronoboste engelebesiate, blankness and darkness of the mind, blankness of mind, loss of memory, insomnia, whatever disease that affects the brain, tumor in the brain, because Jesus has been crowned with the crown of thorns, therefore today I command every sickness and disease that is in the brain, be it migraine headache, be it pressure headache, be it aches in the head, anything that goes through the eyes, into the nostrils, and into through the pituitary gland, sending messages into the body, causing pain and aches. Today, in the name of Jesus, I command you to dry up in the name of Jesus. Belika to hanga to goloprosi ate, ezuprunde geketuanda, leprunda kakakoloprosu ate, ezuato. On degege libros zapia nos ezuato on degege kutopo nengla la vosuate enduka libros zapia logo suate. Every crown of thorn, everything that represents thorns, that is set up for destruction, that is set up for defilement, that is set up even for the things that destroy what is good, every tongue that chokes up good things and good life, good opportunity and good inspiration. Today I set the demonic tongue in the pathway of the life of every prevailer. I set it on fire and I command it to burn to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus. I uproot the thorns from the pathway of our lives, and I command it to grow no more in the name of Jesus. Let the fire of God burn every thorn in the pathway and in the life of every prevailer today. In the name of Jesus, every thorn that is assigned against the prevailer to choke the word of God or to hinder the expression of the divine mandate of God in the month of August, I command you to be burnt to ashes in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Melakuta oso sopina golongre dikasata ezuato entrana bagaswate. It is written, he wore the crown of thorns so that you can wear the crown of glory. There is a crown of glory. Makwato ondegelebrosu undelegelebruza ate, that is left even for those who fear God. Belika to atelebele grace ate ezuata, the crown of glory that symbolizes the crown of honor, the crown of glory that terminates shame, the crown of honor that terminates reproaches and humiliation and embarrassment, the crown of glory that speaks of increase, the crown of glory that speaks of promotion, the crown of glory that speaks of elevation. I decree and declare, let every prevailer be decorated today with the crown of glory by the covenant of the sacrifice made by Jesus on Calvary, by the crown of thorn that he had won. Let it begin to speak for the decoration of every prevailer with the crown of glory, with the crown of wisdom, with the crown of supernatural intelligence, with the crown of divine innovative ideas in the mighty name of Jesus. Belika tu antolo bendra na bagaswate, ezuprunde gekelum prodogosata, ezuhunda lemende gekelibruzaza, zuato lemengreze, ezoto The word of the Lord begins to say in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4, it said, and when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. Today, in the name of Jesus, because Jesus has been decorated with the crown of thorn, I decree the crown of honor, the crown of glory that cannot be aborted, miscarried, or that cannot be short-lived. I command it today to find expression in the life of every prevailer in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Belikita atrozozo, the crown of glory that made the prevailers a partaker of every good and perfect gift that comes from the Father of light, in whom there is no degree of variableness, neither is there any shadow of turning. Therefore, I decree in this month of August, let that crown of glory begin to answer in the life of every prevailer, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The crown of glory that terminates ridicule. Jesus was humiliated. He went through embarrassment. They said, crucify him. I decree and declare, they parted his robe. I decree every mark upon the life of any prevailer, a sign for humiliation, a sign for disgrace and embarrassment. Today, in the name of Jesus, I withdraw its efficacy, its manifestation, and its power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Undelibo otrososo, ezubi elukita atrondega, ekutu undelibu tukulumbre degegege siate, betua le mengra tuazaza, belika tuazeze, endega suate. Bondo sata. And when the chief shepherd of the sheep, Jesus said, I am the true shepherd. And when the true shepherd speaks, the sheep hear it. He said, my sheep hear it, my voice. And the voice of a stranger, the voice of the hireling, they shall not follow. I decree and declare, every voice of hireling that is speaking to bring shame, that is speaking to bring embarrassment, that is speaking to bring blockages, to bring darkness and blackness, to bring gloominess and hopelessness, today I silence it by the blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. In the life of the prevailers, in the name of Jesus, I decree the voice of humiliation and embarrassment shall no longer be heard, shall no longer be sounded concerning the prevailers, in the name of Jesus. Bindo luketa antrana babogo suate. Beloved brethren, 1 Corinthians 9:25. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, because Jesus was covered with the crown of thorn, and he has secured for you the crown of glory, the crown of honor, the crown of peace, the crown of joy that is not short-lived but that abides forever. Therefore, I decree and declare, let the honor of today, let the glory of today that appear as the God of suddenly appears in the life of every prevailer, let it be long-lasting, let it be forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus, Belukete eketo andalibruza zabino golomo nengla gasiate ezuprunde gege kuanta ala Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, he said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But the Son of Man has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Verse 11 said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. Jesus has laid down his life for you. And because he has laid down his life, it's so that your life can be lived in full, that your life shall not be cut short. Therefore, I speak into the life of every prevailer around the heart this morning. Anything orchestrated by darkness to cut off our life, to cut off our destiny, to cut off our heritages, to cut off that which God has secured for us in Christ Jesus, I decree and declare, today, those things are cut off from our lives in the name of Jesus. Ben Luke to Agasata, a label of Osiate. It is written, he who is a hired hand, an hireling, and not a shepherd, who is not the owner of the sheep, when they see the wolves coming, they will leave the sheep and flee. And so that the wolves snatches the sheep and scatter them. But Jesus, Son of the living God, who is the shepherd of the sheep, has laid down his life for us so that we will not live a scattered life. He has crowned himself with the crown of thorns so that we will not be crowned with a crown of thorn again, so that we will not live a scattered and a shattered life. I decree in the name of Jesus that everything that is programmed aside to make us to live a scattered life, a shattered life, that is assigned to shatter dreams or scatter even what is good, I decree and declare today by the power of Calvary, by the power of the blood that is shed, by the power of the everlasting covenant caught in the blood of Jesus, I command those arrangements of darkness to fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, Bindolika to Azazapino Nongrazaze, Ezoto Otrunda Gagaga Lebrozu Ate. Ezuato on degege libruz Zabia logon trenegaswate. Ezuato oprunde gege libruzaza. Therefore, I decree today, I command a repair to everything that is causing disorganization. Lekuakata aloprosi ate. Let there be a repair that is manifested as divine altar in the life of the prevailers this morning. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Binduzo zupundul gagazuate. Every confused mind, receive your healing now. In the mighty name of Jesus, every confused expression of destiny, receive a straightened out, receive a supernatural repair. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is written, John chapter 19, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, beloved, he was clothed with purple robe. And they went up to him again and again, El King of the Jews. And they slapped him in the face. They were mocking him. De quando lo quasata, Petruzo, Zuata lebonde ge quasaza. Every power assigned to mock any prevailer, assigned to scoff us, assigned to scorn us, assigned to mock our destiny, assigned to mock our marriages, assigned to mock our ministry, they are mocked this morning in the name of Jesus. I command the rising up of the prevailers at the expense of our mockers, in the presence of our mockers. I command our lifting. I command our lifting. I command our lifting in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is written that when the Son of God, who is the shepherd of the sheep, when he shall appear, Balumiga Kwazaza, Bekuto, Ontrune Gege Gege Lipusahata. He said, when the shepherd of the sheep appear, he said, he will give unto you the crown of glory that fadeth not. The crown that secures an inheritance that perisheth not. Therefore, I decree, as the God of suddenness appear, manifest, emerges, begin to walk in the life of the prevailers in this month of August, I decree and declare that the crown of honor, the crown of glory, the crown of joy, the crown of lifting, the crown of peace, the crown of establishment, it will decorate every prevailer this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, none shall regress. Therefore, none shall fail. Therefore, none shall fall. Therefore, none shall fear. In the name of Jesus. It is written, they slapped his face. Every satanic slap received by any personality on this altar at any time, I command it to backfire on the slappers. In the name of Jesus, every single slap that anyone has received on this altar begins to go back to the slappers to double up as 7 times 7, 49 slaps on their faces. In the name of Jesus. Beloved, Jesus has taken those slaps so that you will no longer be slapped by your enemy. Therefore, sickness will not slap you down. Disease will not slap you down. Discouragement will not slap you down. I decree, Bonuka to aga, Librunda gasoto, Ozuata, Leplenge kotugusu pushte. Everything that is set up to slap down the prevailers, they are slapped in the name of Jesus. Anything set up to bring down the prevailers are brought down in the name of Jesus. Once Pilate came out, the one that was meant to have the authority to do and to undo, he came out and said to the Jews gathered there, look, I am bringing Jesus out to you to let you know that I find no basis for a charge against him. When Jesus came out wearing the crown of thorns and purple robe, Pilate said to them, here is the man. As soon as the chief priest and their officials saw him, they shouted, crucify him, crucify. But Pilate answered, you take him and crucify him. As for me, I find no basis for a charge against him. I decree and declare, any authority of darkness, any demonic spiritual hireling, any wicked spiritual leader consulting any demonic altar to alter our destiny, to slap us down, I decree that their basis, their reason, their strong reasons, their legal ground today against the righteous, I command it broken and shattered to pieces in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command it broken and shattered to pieces in the mighty name of Jesus. Every satanic hold, every satanic reason, Belumi Daguanta, Alibruzaza, it is written, 1 John 1:9, who shall lay anything against the elect? It is Christ that justify. Therefore, anything that is laid against us in the realm of the spirit, in the spiritual realm, in the heavenlies, or on the earth, underneath the earth, or in the sea, accusation of the enemy against us today are nullified by the blood of Jesus. The Bible says that Pilate said, as for me, I have no reason, no basis to condemn this man. Every setup of darkness, every arrangement of hell that is assigned to condemn any prevailer to death, to condemn any prevailer to stagnation, to condemn any prevailers, even to blackness and darkness, to condemn any prevailers to defeat and destruction. Today I command it to fail in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, Uzopia Ontrunagakuatahaya Antranagukusto Ogasate. Anything arranged, any sentences that has been presented, that has been declared, or that is intended against any prevailer on in any court of law, before any judge of the earth, before any man, before any group, in any place, at any time, I decree that those demonic judgments are overturned in our favor in the name of Jesus. Belusto on tronege keke siate elabi akuta handa labusu ate. Revelation chapter 12 verse 10, he said the accuser of the brethren who accused them day and night has been cast down. Therefore I decree that every accuser of the brethren, any personality, any power that accuses the prevailers before God day and night, I decree you will go down for us to arise in the name of Jesus. Any personality accusing the prevailer in before any demonic gathering, before any witchcraft covered, on any witchcraft altar, today in the name of Jesus, I decree that those personality lose faces among the demonic gangs, and the accusation presented against us begin to work against them for their defeat, for their destruction, for their breakdown, and for their sentences of death in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Undogile mengra suhato otrozozo ozuata alebelengresi ato. Therefore, I decree this morning that every accusation of darkness against the prevailers are nullified today by the blood of Jesus Christ. Ozuate elebi antrono nogo suate ezuprundi gakuaza zapi elome geketekeketekesa mekwato ontruno bolungi gekuata andala bolubu bolungri zata. Beloved, bear with me. I must speak in my language this morning. Mosowi penyoruko Jesu bugwe sunke sunti afik kaini keni ti a bi ninu obirin ti o wa ni ori eto adura yi loni mo pa lase eni keni ti a bi ninu obirin ti o fi esun kan eni keni that is connected to this commission in the realm of the spirit, in the realm of darkness, on any satanic altar, that they have accused the prevailers in any which way this morning, I command the thunder and the fire of God mingled with hailstone and the blood of Jesus to strike the altar, to strike the accuser and the personality that is assigned as the judges against the prevailers. I command the fire, the thunder, the hailstone of God mingled with the blood of Jesus to destroy them in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Uzobi aleke tu angaziata etrozozo. Ozupida alobogotogosiate mentrona basata ezuato. But I declare that even the accuser of the brethren on any satanic altar will go even to those court of darkness and return with shame, return with disgrace and humiliation, return with the judgment that is against their own life and their own evil position in the realm of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus, melukita alobrozogotogosate, meleketu azaza. Every power anywhere condemning our destiny to death, condemning our marriages to death, death, condemning our ministry to death, condemning our career and our businesses to death. Today, in the name of Jesus, they are condemned on our account. In the name of Jesus, Betuaza Atulogotogosate, after the order of Haman, I command any personality whose mind is made up to kill, to destroy, any prevailer, they shall be destroyed in our stead. They shall be killed in our stead. In the name of Jesus, the Jewish leader insisted. We have a law, and according to that law, he must die because he claimed to be the Son of God. When Pilate heard this, he was even more afraid. And he went back inside the palace. Where do you come from? He asked Jesus. But Jesus gave him no answer. Do you refuse to speak to me? Pilate said, don't you realize I have the power either to free you or to crucify you? Jesus answered, you will have no power over me if it were not given to you from above. Therefore, one who handed me over to you is guilty of a greater sin. I decree and declare every demonic right and privileges, every strength, every agreement, every covenant, and every oath made on our behalf that gives the enemy right even to torment, to harass, to intimidate, to disturb, to destroy, or to affect or to afflict any prevailers, I decree that from today I render that power of the enemy null and void in the name of Jesus. Luke 10:19. It is written, I have given you authority and power to step upon serpent and on scorpion, upon over every work of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Therefore, I decree that the prevailing force of life begin to walk in the life of every prevailer today, that we prevail over every authority of darkness, prevail over every dictation of the enemy, prevail over every spoken word of darkness, prevail over every demonic decrees and declaration, prevail over every demonic code and arrangement of darkness against the prevailers in the mighty name of Jesus. Beluketa apros Jesus went through so that you don't have to go through oppression. Jesus went through so that you don't have to be humiliated. Jesus went through with the crown of the thorn so that you don't have to wear it again, so that you can wear the crown of honor. Therefore, they handed him over to be crucified. So the soldiers took charge of Jesus, carrying his own cross. He went out to the place of the skull. In Aramaic, it's called Golgotha. They crucified him with him two others, one on each side, Jesus in the middle. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross. It read, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Many of the Jews read this sign, for the place where Jesus was crucified was near the city. Beloved, it was outside of the gate. And the sign was written in Aramaic, Latin. The chief priest of the Jews protested to Pilate, do not write the King of the Jews, but that this man claimed to be the King of the Jews. I decree and declare, monusto olika quata atroso zopenegelebresi ata. Anything that is contending with your position, my position in Christ, as kings and priests of God, they receive the contention of God this morning in the name of Jesus. Anything that has been programmed to say that you and I will never arise or rise up to the height that God has ordained for us, they will go down for us to arise in the mighty name of Jesus. Belukita atrozo zopina galit ruzaza ezoto ondelebelebresi ato ondro nobogu zagata ezwate. The divided is clothed into they share it into four. Beloved, they only leave an undergarment. Beloved, this garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. They said, let not tear it. They said to one another, let's decide by lot who we get it. Beloved, but they divided my clothes among them, the word of the Lord, and cast lots for my garment. So this is what the soldiers did. Near the cross of Jesus stood his mother's sister, Mary, the wife of Clopas, and Mary Magdalene. Jesus saw his mother and his disciples, whom he loved, standing nearby, and he said, woman, here's your son. He handed over his mother, even to John, to look after. But beloved, I decree, anything aside to part what belonged to you, to deny us of our portion in Christ, I decree that they fail in their arrangement, they fail in what they are doing, in the name of Jesus. For it is written, to deny a man of his right, God does not approve it. Therefore, I disapprove every arrangement of darkness to steal, to kill, or to cause to die that will belong to us in the mighty name of Jesus. They have divided the clothes of Jesus among their selves, so that the organs of your body must not be shared by any powers of darkness. Therefore, anyone connected to this commission, whose organs had been presented in the coven of darkness for sharing, I decree and declare that your hunger turn into fire that is untouchable by the powers of darkness, and that your hunger are returned back to you in a hurry in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare that every organ of the body of the prevailers, it is no longer edible by the eaters of flesh and the drinkers of blood. I command you, eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood, begin to eat your own flesh and drink your own blood as sweet wine in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, any grave of darkness that there has buried the organ of your body, I command it to vomit them in a hurry in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Ezuato, in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, it is written that knowing that everything had now been finished, so the scripture will be fulfilled. Jesus said, I am thirsty. A jar of wine and vinegar was there, so they soaked a sponge in it and put the sponge on a stalk of the hyssop plant and lifted it to Jesus' lips, and he had received the drink. Jesus said, it is finished. With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. And that is what 1 Peter 5, 4, that he laid down his life. He said, when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive an unfading crown of glory. He said in John 10, 11, I am the good shepherd that laid down my life for the sheep. And he said, it is finished. Beloved, he paid in full. But to agali mingraso otole pekete haya. He has paid in full so that you will not pay any penalty with your life, with your destiny, or with your career. Therefore, I decree any power making a demand on your destiny, on your career, on your children, as a payment for a down payment for any penalty that is due as a result of past behavior, I decree today their expectation shall be cut off in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beluguta atroso zopina bagasoto bentronogosto ozuate. Endra nabagaswate melikuta agalobrosu undele belegresi ate. The Bible says, Jesus said, it is finished, and the veil of the temple torn. Melugete endegegelibus ato ozuate ezuato ondreni gakwagagasate. In Matthew account, when Jesus Christ cried out in Matthew 27 verse 50, Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. And behold, the veil of the temple was torn into two from top to bottom. And the heart shook, and the rocks were split, and the tombs were open, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. Beloved, this is your time. Beloved, because I saw the veil, I saw the veil. That veil must be torn. Every veil that separates you from that destined end that God has prepared for you. Every veil of a person and a person that is like a veil. Every veil that looks like a power and power that looks like a veil. Every veil that looks like authority of the land and authority of the land that looks like a veil that separates you. Between that separate you from your heritage, that separate you from your good news, that separate you from your progress, that separate you from your establishment, that separate you from your spiritual advancement, that separate you from fulfilling your kingdom assignment. Therefore, those veils this morning, because Jesus said it is finished, you are going to command those veils be burnt to ashes in the name of Jesus. Beloved, the Lord showed to me, I see the veil was rolling up, was rolling. You can see it's opening halfway, but God sent me to tell you this. But Jesus said it is finished, and the veil was rented into two, turned to ashes. You are commanding the supernatural fire of the word of God, burnt to ashes. Every veil that separates me from my good news, that separates me from my advancement, that separates me from my joy, that separates me from inheriting the heritage secured for me, even by the sacrifice of the cross, in the mighty name of Jesus. So you are saying, I burn to ashes every veil of darkness assigned to cover my life, assigned to cover my destiny, assigned to cover my marriage, assigned to cover my ministry, assigned to cover the work of my hands. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of the word of God begin to burn to ashes such evil veil, belukusa ata, veil that hinder us from seeing right, veil that hinder us from perceiving right, every veil of darkness, you are commanding them, receive fire, be burnt to ashes, receive fire, be burnt to ashes, receive fire, be burnt to ashes, be logete egeto agalobre de begegege suata, ozuata, elebrende gegege suata, every veil of darkness that does not allow you to see far, that only made you to see living a day at a time. You have no understanding of what the future entails because there is bloodness, there is blockages. Therefore, you are saying, it is finished, Jesus said, and the veil of the temple torn. Therefore, by the perfect law of liberty, by the finished work of Calvary, by the blood that was shed on the Lamb, by the blood of the Lamb that was shed on Calvary for me, Jesus said, it is finished, the veil rented. Therefore, I rent and I bow to ashes every veil of darkness that is covering my visibility of good things, that is covering my understanding of the will of God, that is covering and preventing my accessibility into what God has prepared, preordained, predetermined for me. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree, be burnt to ashes every veil of darkness preventing me from rising, preventing me from coming into my next level, preventing me from attaining the height that God has ordained for me. I burn you to ashes. I rent you into pieces and I burn you into ashes by the word of the Lord. For it is written, Jeremiah 23:29, is my word not like fire? Is it not like hammer that breaks the rock into pieces? So I set forth the word of fire into the root, from the height to the depth, from everywhere from the width or to another width of any veil of darkness that is preventing me from engaging and pressing in into divine ideas for my profiting and for my prospering. I command those veil of darkness be rented into two, be burnt to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus. Be rented into two, be burnt to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus. Be rented into two, be burnt to ashes in the mighty name of Jesus. Ulebege tua zozompro negeke tua labantra nagasate ezupila guate endege lebre nege kwa zaza zopro negegegege lebros ate engolobo gosuate in the name of Jesus. Bonto costo ogosate elegegegege libros atzapolo gosuate. It is finished, Jesus said, and the veil rented into two in the name of Jesus. Therefore, because Jesus said it is finished, you are making decrees. You are saying suffering is finished in my life. I will not suffer again. Humiliation comes to an end in my life. I will no longer be humiliated. Trouble, oppression, and existence and manipulations comes to an end. I will no longer be troubled again in the name of Jesus. For it is written that my troublers shall be troubled in the name of Jesus. Let those who are assigned to trouble me be troubled by God in the name of Jesus. Be troubled in the name of God the Father. Be troubled in the name of God the Son. Be troubled in the name of God the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Entro no goste ezoponde gegele broso ate ezekeketo lo prunde geke kwazaza mekwato onde lebegegege siate. It is finished. Defeat has come to an end. Bilakwata anglasahate. Beloved, Jesus paid in full, even today, because of the payment that the blood of Jesus has paid for my on my behalf. I decree and declare, sorrow is finished in my life. Humiliation has come to an end. Embarrassment has come to an end. Failing and falling and fear has come to an end. In the name of Jesus, ulobete eglasu akatolobo lengreze keteke leproso hota antro no bokwata endegege libruza zopulongre degesiate. He said, it is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Bolugete end the level zo Ozuata alebegeto golombro suate endegegege libruza zabiando lolo suate ezuato onda la bagashata. Jesus cried with a loud voice and he breathed his last breath. He gave up the ghost so that you and I will not give up on our destiny, so that you that have set your hand in the plow, you will not look back. Beloved, you are sent today. From today, every abortive destiny, I command aborted destiny be recovered back to me. I will no longer give up and quit running the race of life. Belukita andolo bekita galubruza ate endegegege lubruza ato lobre dege kunda labande gegeko suate endegeko lubruza zabele brusa ate bekwata alabusa ate. Jesus breathed his last so that he can breathe into you the breath of life. Therefore, you are sent to the Lord, because Jesus gave up the ghost so that the breath of life can begin to work out the life of God in me. Therefore, let the life of God penetrate into my life, into my being, into my soul, into my spirit, into everything that is within me that God has given to me. Unda golobo gosuate ezoto ondele begesiate. Because he said it is finished. Weeping is finished in my life. The Bible says that beluke kotu handele. He said weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Therefore, I command my joy open up for me. Ulobi engele belingra zahate endege kwata alobro suhute elebelebros ate ezuate elebelebros ata andolobosu ate Ezuato endele belebros ate. Ezuato ondolobo sukutuste. Ezekete enebolobo rukasata. Ozoto. Onde gegege lebroso ate. Enda gogolo brosahata. Enga kosata. Beloved brethren, this morning I want you to begin to say everything hidden under darkness assigned against me today. As the veil of the temple torn, I decree every coffin of darkness that is hidden wickedness and crookedness planned, orchestrated by darkness against me, I command it to be open up in the mighty name of Jesus. Everything hidden in darkness that is troubling my life and my destiny, be exposed and be judged. 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 Be lucky atondo lekekele bregesiate. Be thou exposed and be judged. Be thou exposed and be judged. Be thou exposed and be judged. Ulomekete elemegeto golobosuate. Ezuprudegege librusate. If you are sleeping on this call, I will be very sorry for you. This is a serious call. It doesn't matter what, how I cannot speak. There's no soundproof in my hotel, and I cannot speak more than this, but I believe that the Lord is amplifying my voice. I am saying what the Lord has said to me. So you are commanding everything that covers any personality, every covering of darkness that covers the satanic agent that is working against my progress, working against my settlement, working against my establishment, I command you to be exposed and be judged in the mighty name of Jesus. Be exposed and be judged in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, one of the cases, I'm saying these things for the benefit and the advantage of the prevailers, because I'm not sent to one person. I'm sent to a whole lot of people. Beloved, one of the cases, you know, that God will help me mention to you this morning was a case that I was dealing with yesterday. It's a cancer case. And when they said to me, they have been speaking to me to pray for this individual, and I said, I can't pray. I need to know whether God wants me to be involved about this case. And beloved, as I took the case before God yesterday, and the Lord showed me what was going on, and all of a sudden I saw a woman's pants and begins to walk, and it was a red pant. And I was wondering, God, what is this? What does this have to do? And the Lord begins to unravel the secret about somebody who has played with the wrong thing and with the wrong person, and has played with the devil, who has the spirit of witchcraft. And I saw that the part of the body was cut and they put it in a plate. And the Lord was showing me that that was a liver. And I said that that personality will not be able to hit the liver of another person in the mighty name of Jesus. And I, as they were carrying that demonic thing, I saw that the plate broke. The handle, which was the strong reason that they had for the individual, for them to have eaten up the organ of the body, I realized that that strong reason broke. And that liver was not edible to those powers of darkness. And beloved, when you say these things, and beloved, I wanted to know whether, I sent the pastor who was talking to me about the case, I said, go and tell the pastor, go and ask them, what is this pant that was working? And only for the individual to be able to talk, to say it was true. Something that has taken place at the age of 13, when she would take a pant, that a menstrual pant of another person, tamper with it so that they masturbate with that pant. And the enemy used that. Not 10 years later, 15 years later, or 20 years later, the enemy used that to attack the health of that individual. But today, God is restoring, because God has exposed the reason for the trouble. Beloved, many of us there are veils that covered the reason for the trouble. And because you don't know it, you are walking in darkness. And the devil will give every form of reason or doctors why they can treat it and call it any other thing apart from what it is, so that you can go back and deal with it. And then you can stand on the word of the Lord for your victory. This morning you are saying, Lord, every veil that is covering the secret that I need to know to be free from the hand of the wicked, today, Lord, let the fire of God descend upon it and burn it to ashes. In the name of Jesus, let the fire of God descend upon the veil of darkness and burn it to ashes. In the name of Jesus, every veil covering any secret that I must know in order to be free totally, in order to prevail, in order for me to come to the height that God has ordained for me, let that veil today be burnt to ashes in the name of Jesus. Jesus said it is finished. He has paid it in full so that I can have understanding of the mysteries of God. Therefore, today you are sent to the Lord by the power of the new covenant in the blood of Jesus. Make known to me every secret that I need to know in the name of Jesus, in order to move forward, in order to be established, in order to prosper, in order to progress, in the name of Jesus. We have prayed. Amen. Beloved, I want us to lift up people right now, ministers and ministries. Ministers and ministries, churches, the body of Christ across the earth. Beloved, we have done things too far away, that we have operated with guesstimate rather than with precision and accuracy in the spirit. We are said to the Lord, Lord, give our ministers, our ministry, spiritual sharpness, spiritual alertness. Jesus said, what I see my Father do, I do. Jesus is not a guest path. He doesn't do what by guess. You are said to the Lord, Lord, depialosuata. Lord, visit our ministers, visit the body of Christ. Grant unto us spiritual alertness and spiritual sharpness and accuracy, that we operate with precision and with accuracy in the spirit, that we will not jeopardize even our calling. We will not despise the grace, but we will be effective in the ministry as we become the custodian of the secret of God, that God can trust us even with all that we need to know in order to carry out our assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of the Lord said, what is dark to others will become light before us in the name of Jesus. Belokwata atronde gegege limungraso so ozuapana galibrunda gagagato lobrosi ate ezokoto ongre de geko golobre de gegege siate ezuato lobolobre de gegeko sotoste in the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, before I go, this body, you are going to say, every wall, listen to this prayer now, every wall of a man, that is every wall of a person, every person that like a wall, that hide the instrument that gives me access to employment. Today, as the wall of Jericho come down, I command you, go down and be swallowed up by the heart in the name of Jesus. Maybe you don't get it. You are saying, wall, ogiri, wall like a person. A person like a wall that is standing against my staff of bread. I command you, come down, be shattered to pieces,
and be swallowed up by the heart after the order of Jericho wall, so that I can move forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Some of you are saying, what kind of prayer is this? Beloved, a man was a wall, a man that is like a wall. Herod was a king like a wall. Pharaoh was like a wall, because there are personalities that are opposing the people from moving forward. Pharaoh did not allow the people to go until God brought the people out himself. Haman did not allow Mordecai to take his place, because he stood as a principality that wanted to even excommunicate Mordecai from his place. Herod, as long as he remained on the throne, Jesus cannot come and shine forth. So they are men that are like a wall. They are preventive demonic personality that hindered the people from coming into the fullness of what God has prepared and pre-planned for them. So Jesus has been spoken about before he arrived, but yet a Herod, like a wall, wanted to stop him from manifesting. God has to remove him from the way. So you are saying the power that cracked down the wall of Jericho, arise today on my behalf in the name of Jesus and crack down every wall like man and man like wall that is erected to stand and oppose or hinder me from accessing what God has secured for me in the mighty name of Jesus. Ezuato on the lege libus ato ondro negeke tuazaza ozuate elegeke libusasa enzeke tulomongra da bubogo suate endegeke lubusasa pialoloso ozuate endegeke libusate ezoto ondegeke libusasa Zuata lebologo suate endegegegulo mongrazaza in the mighty name of Jesus. Bozuate endegegegia zozo ondegegelibuzahate. Beloved, these warlike persons, these persons like walls, they exist in churches, they exist in families, they exist everywhere, they exist in your office. They are in existence, even around you. Therefore, this body you are saying, Iwa eniya to dabi ogiri wo giri to dabi eniya. To joko lati ma je ki lo siwaju ati ma je ki re aye mi ko temi lowo. Lati ma je ki mo adun. Loni ni oruko Jesu ina Olorun ko ma jo ma wo lule ko parun. You are saying man like war, war like man. That is sitting on the seat of my progress. You are commanding them today. You are saying, let the fire of God descend upon them and burn them to ashes. Pray in your language. Pray in your language. They are the personalities that say, as long as we are here, you can move forward. They are the personalities that are saying that as long as we are alive, you cannot take this step. Beloved, you will take the step that they say you cannot take, and you will go beyond that step because you are moving forward. God told me this is the moment to do it suddenly. I saw you shooting up. I saw the prevailers rising up. I saw you prevailing. I saw you moving forward at the expense of the wicked. Therefore, you are saying every wall like a man, every man like a wall, assigned to sit upon the seat of my progress, assigned to sit upon the seat of my recovery, assigned to sit upon the seat of my advancement, assigned to sit upon the seat that is meant for my increase and multiplication. Application. Settlement at my open door, I command you to die by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, die by fire. die by fire, die by fire. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ, be hit in the department in your church, be hit even in your office, wherever they sit. You are commanding the judgment of God to land upon them in the mighty name of Jesus. Ezoto ondroniga kwaze ezoto ondelebeli bruzaza endege kosuato ondelebrondiga gogosuate endegege libruza zopia lobrondegege siate ezoto ondrenege gogosuata entro nobolo prosi atondege lebrosuate eziakoto ongagashata endegege libruza zobolombro do bogosuate eziato ondelebelebrosuate eziato ondegegege lebrosuate in the name of Jesus. Beloved, lastly this morning, Hebrews 12:23 said that you have come to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are enrolled in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirit of the righteous made perfect, and to Jesus the mediator of a new covenant, and to the sprinkled blood which speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Beloved, so the blood speaks, because Leviticus 17:11 said the life of the flesh is in the blood, and he has given it for us on the altar. So Jesus Christ has given his blood for you, so that he speaks for you. Therefore, you are beginning to say this for the blood of Jesus, 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 blood of Jesus. You are a token and a covering for me. Today begin to speak in my favor. Speak for my sanctification. Speak for my deliverance. Speak and take vengeance for me. Speak to my defense. Speak this morning for my promotion and my establishment. Speak on my behalf for open door. Speak on my behalf for lifted. Speak on my behalf this morning, even for divine grace. Speak on my behalf to dumbfound my enemy, to disgrace, disgrace, humiliate, humiliation. Speak in my honor. Speak in my favor. Speak for my peace this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Speak for me to sit even with the mighty in the land. Speak on my behalf that I might enjoy favor today, even as with a shield, in the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Blood of the everlasting covenant, begin to speak on my behalf, breaking every satanic covenant, every demonic agreement, every satanic oath that is standing against me this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus begin to speak better things in my life, for my progress, for my establishment, for my fulfillment, for my joy, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit. It is finished. It is finished. The veil has torn. The price has been paid in full. Therefore, no more suffering for me. No more failing for me. No more trouble for me. No more oppression for me. No more harassment for me. No longer will I be intimidated. There is a moving forward for me. The voice of rejoicing and salvation abide in my tabernacle. In the name of Jesus, I will not know sorrow. I will not know grief. In the name of Jesus, the strangers are fade away. They flee from their close places. In the name of Jesus, I am the habitation of the righteous. I am the habitation of God, and therefore no devil will have a place in my life. The word of God is like fire. Today I am mantled with the mantle of fire that destroy and burn to ashes every ungodliness, every wickedness, every crookedness, every hand of the enemy against my life. In the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, In the name of God, the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name, I have prayed. Therefore, beloved, I want you to cover your environment with the blood of Jesus. Cover everything that belongs to you with the blood of Jesus. And you're saying, it is well with me, my going out and my coming in the name of Jesus. For none shall walk into trouble in the name of Jesus. On our account, I speak even to the country of Nigeria, to various nations and various cities where people log into this call. I speak to Syria alone. I decree, I declare that it is well with the prevailers, it is well with the believers in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I decree that only good news will be heard, even from the house of the righteous, from today, in the name of God the Father, in the name of God the Son, in the name of God the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Because God is for you, no man shall be against you, in Jesus' name. Unto you, the eternal King of glory that has called me, that has sent me, Pastor Dero, and all the leaders in this commission now and in the future, unto you will return the glory, unto you will return the honor, unto you will return the praise, because you are the one that performs all things for us, and you do all things, even in exceeding measure, in excess of what we imagine or thought of by the power of your Spirit that is at work in us. So, Spirit of the living God, we ask that your capacity to move, to walk with us, to walk within us, increases from tonight in the name of God the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.